again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult week for your club last week. A couple of heartbreaking losses in overtime at James Madison, and then an 80-73 setback at home to William and Mary. Before we look ahead, just review the two games for me and give me your views on those.
Well, you're right. Heartbreaking loss Thursday up at James Madison, in a game that was up and down for both teams just in terms of the score. They had a great run to start the second half, and I was very proud of the way our players responded to that. And we turned the score around and had a great run and had a very good lead late in the game. And to their credit, they made big plays and big shots to tie it up and played well in overtime. So a heartbreaking loss Thursday night. And then we came home and played William and Mary. And I thought we had a great run to end the first half to take a 7-point deficit down to 2. And then played okay, but they played well to start the second half. And then we really played a great stretch of Elon basketball in the middle of the second half to take an 8-point lead. And as well as William and Mary shoots it, that lead can evaporate quickly, and it did. And they made some big shots late in the game to win it.
In those two games, you guys, with the veteran group that you have been usually solid and stuff down the stretch. With those leads getting away, was it more just what your two opponents did, or is there anything you've been able to put a finger on as you've gone back and looked at the tape that you wish your guys would have done differently?
Well, I think the answer to that is both. This is a great league, and every CAA game, you're playing against very good players, and you're playing against a well-coached team, regardless of who you play, where you play, or when you play. And so we played James Madison Thursday, and we made mistakes down the stretch, but they took advantage of them up until they made that 3 to tie it with 8 seconds to go. And then they made big plays in overtime. And then the same with William and Mary. We had a good lead. But they had a variety of guys that hit shots. They made 3 big threes in the last 5 or 6 minutes. And all three, there were at least three different players that made the shots. So we're playing against good teams and well-coached teams every night. And we just got to continue to improve.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to talk about a couple of your seniors, but I want to start with Dimitri Thompson, a guy who recently went over the 1,000-point mark for his career, and he certainly had a great career at Elon, but seems to have, especially offensively, taken his game to a different level. 8 double-figure games in the last 9, and shooting around 41% from 3. Just talk about the year that he's having and the growth that maybe he's had offensively as a senior.
He really has worked hard. And I'm very proud of his hard work paying off. And Brian Dawkins has kind of set the standard in terms of how far he's come with how hard he's worked. And Dimitri has done the same thing. He spent the summer here on campus working on expanding his offensive arsenal. And he's got more stuff in the bag, as they say. That's a new figure of speech that I'm learning. He's much better in his shot selection. He's more reliable in knocking down those shots, and he's doing some other things too that are really helping our team. So I'm very pleased with the way that Dimitri has improved and the way he's playing.
You touched on Brian. He's also coming off a really good week. Averaged 17 in the 2 games last week. I think now 5 straight for you in double figures. I know he had maybe a little bit of a lull in late December, but he's been really good in conference play. Just talk about the week that he's coming off.
He's great in practice, Rob. That's what I think he has really done this year. You know, we talked a lot last year about Brian and his improvement in his game and the leap that he made going into last year with the way that he played. And what he's done this year is he's really progressed as a leader, and he's very vocal. He holds himself accountable very well, and he's expanding that to holding other people accountable. And it coincides with the way he's playing right now. And like you said, there were a few games where maybe he was down, but he is one of our most important leaders, and is having another very good year.
You guys head out on the road this week, going to Drexel on Thursday and then Towson on Saturday. Two teams that you've seen before and defeated both of them at home to start CAA play. What did you do well in both of those games that you're going to need to continue on the road this week?
I think when we have been successful, we've been able to be resilient. And in good stretches of play or bad stretches of play, we've been able to move on to the next play. And so I think that is something that our team needs to build on and hold on to. And, you know, it's a Thursday night, another night in the CAA. I don't know who else is playing, but I know everybody's playing. And we go and play in the DAC against Drexel, and I know it's going to be another great game.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for taking time with us, and safe travels on your trip, and look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.